AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Russia says the Kremlin has granted political asylum to former Syrian President Bashar Assad.
And that President Vladimir Putin had personally made a decision to offer this to Assad, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says. In a conference call with reporters, Peskov added, such decisions certainly can't be made without the head of state. Peskov wouldn't comment on Assad's specific whereabouts. He said that Putin wasn't planning to meet with Assad. The Kremlin spokesman also said that Moscow has been doing everything needed to ensure security of its military bases in Syria. Asked about the future of these bases, he said it's too early to discuss it now, adding it'll be a subject for discussion with the new authorities in Syria. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Syria's prime minister says most cabinet ministers are still working from offices in Damascus after rebels entered the capital over the weekend. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's open to the potential deployment of Western troops in Ukraine to guarantee the country's security. But Zelensky says he wants a diplomatic end to the fighting with Russia. The Ukrainian president says the deployment would be a step toward his country joining NATO. Merriam-Webster's 2024 Word of the Year is polarization. Peter Sokolowski, Merriam-Webster's editor-at-large, says polarization means a specific type of division.
The word division just means split, so that could be divided very closely. There are other words like tribalism, which means that people have sort of pre-existing ideas and ideals. But polarization really means separated. It means the extremes, which we identify as poles.
Merriam-Webster chooses the word of the year based on data tracking a rise in search and usage related to polarization. The musical Emilia Perez leads the nominations for the Golden Globe Awards. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Seitel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting around their record highs in the early going on Wall Street. The S&P 500 edged down by 0.2% in the first hour of trading Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 17 points. That's less than 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. Omnicom fell 6.5%. The big advertising and marketing group said it was buying its main rival, Interpublic. Interpublic rose 10.6%. Crude oil prices rose after the ouster of Syrian leader Bashar Assad. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.19%. Seth Seitel, New York.
South Korea's Justice Ministry imposed an overseas travel ban on President Yoon Suk-yeol as authorities investigate allegations of rebellion and other charges in connection with his short-lived declaration of martial law last week. Yoon avoided an opposition-led bid to impeach him. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. livewithchampion.com.